field test in Orlando, and the idea was to convince the FCC that we could live with the users that were already there, that were already microwave users. And that was basically an attempt to make a commercial system that could live with an environment of other users, because spectrum was precious and still is, and the microwave users either wanted a lot of monies to relocate, or eventually the FCC saw that they're going to have to either force them to relocate or compensate them, and they eventually evacuated the band. But this concept of an overlay didn't fly, probably for two reasons. First of all, it did work, but it was a really wide band spread spectrum. I'm talking about wide band. You know, it used 80 megahertz, 40 megahertz going and 40 megahertz coming. And the wide band of CDMA, what's called WCDMA today, is 5 megahertz. The common CDMA that's used now is 1.25 megahertz. So going from 1.25 to 5 is wide band. I think in retrospect, the wider the band for spread spectrum, the better, because there's a lot of interest in using spread spectrum also for multimedia, not just for voice communication. Mm-hmm. You need a lot of bandwidth in order to get a lot of users, because there's all kinds of technical issues of multiplexing gain and all kinds of other things like that. But to make the long story short, we tested the system. It was a perfectly workable system. But for various reasons, the FCC decided not to go along with that. They didn't like the idea of giving out 40 megahertz at a time. And there were these other proposals, perhaps from more influential people. But the long and short of it was that CDMA started taking off the cellular. And at the time, I think Qualcomm and others also proposed it for a LEO system. Mm-hmm. But I think the first proposal for a LEO system came out of Motorola, Iridium. Mm-hmm. The Iridium system was a polar satellite system with originally 77 satellites. It's called Iridium because element Iridium has 77 satellites. But now it's down to 66 for various reasons. And they decided early on that they were going to use TDMA, because that was the thing to do.